Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode is also made possible by the support we get from Fort Collins Kia. If you are in the market for any electric Kia, not only do they never add market adjustments, they will deliver your car to you anywhere in the 48 contiguous states for out-of-spec viewers. More information in the link in the show notes.
Hello and welcome to another Out of Spec podcast episode. And this one should be freaking epic because we have Wasim, who is head of software for Rivian, literally making some of the best HMI user experience in any vehicle globally. And we've got him on the podcast. So thanks for joining.
Thank you, Carl. Super excited to be with you today.
Well, the reason you're here, of course, I'd love to have you back on and we can nerd out about a bunch of other topics Rivian related. But the reason you're here is because Rivian is announcing a new feature that is like ding, 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 super useful to owners, super useful to me as a Rivian owner, of course. And I'd love for you to walk us through what this feature is, why you've implemented it, and how it's roughly going to be implemented. Because it's all about public charging and helping owners find the most reliable and quickest charging stations on their drives.
Awesome. So we're really excited to introduce the Rivian Charger Score. To give credit where credit is due, Kyle, one of the inspirations is all the videos that you posted for Rate Your Charge. I saw them and I saw some of the pain that some users sometimes have when charging. I went through my own personal experiences as well, and we really wanted to come up with an objective scoring. It shouldn't be guesswork. It should be based on actual data. And you know this really, really well. It's not just about being able to charge, but it's about being able to charge well, charge all the time, and then charge with the right speed and performance.
Yep, totally agree. You're speaking my language here. This is everything I've been looking for. It is the idea of Rate Your Charge built into the vehicles now, where you know the vehicle's request. You can see when it's getting full power. You can literally see how long it takes to activate a session. You have all the data, and now the owners are going to benefit from all of this data. So roughly, how is this going to work? Is it a rating system? It sounds like it's from an A to an F. Can you walk us through the rough parameters that you're going to be looking at and how it's scored?
So it's a rating system, A to F. Surprisingly, there's many chargers which are F. So this is why I feel really, really happy that we're doing this scoring. Basically, we calculate this with multiple weight factors where we take into account the number of successful charge sessions, the number of tries when you connect to a charger, performance in different thermal conditions. And then we have an algorithm that runs in the background, which allows us to really remove the outliers, because as you know, there could be sessions which don't go well because you have a problem on your credit card, or there could be sessions that don't go well because you did not connect the cable well. So we have a way to detect all of that and remove it from the noise. And then we have thresholds, which are statistically relevant based on number of sessions, based on number of unique VINs at each charging stations, which allow us to gain confidence on the scoring. And then the beauty of all of this is that it's integrated into our trip planner. So the whole idea is that we guide you through stations which are rated A or B. Obviously, if you're in a charging desert, and there's unfortunately still a few of them, then we might have to guide you through a charger which is rated lower. But generally, our algorithm would only take into account highly rated chargers.
Okay, I love this so much. So what you're saying is the more Rivian owners go out and charge, because I think the day that we post this is the day that the software is rolling out to everyone's Rivian. The more everyone goes out and charges, the more you guys will learn about the entire landscape of charging, and then the better everyone can get routed to the best stations. Is that right?
Exactly. And I think we talk a lot about community and how it's really important for building the Rivian brand, improving our product. And this is the best way of having the community actually contribute to really give us much better data. So the more charging sessions our drivers do with their Rivians, the better the scoring is. And you will see that as you start playing with it. There are some stations which are not rated yet, and this is because we think that they did not yet reach the right threshold that allows us to give an accurate rating. For example, some of the NACS chargers, many of them are not there yet, but I'm confident with all the excitement around NACS and really the great experience that we now have with the Tesla chargers, many of them will start being rated in the next few months.
So have you been looking at the data in as a whole for a while, or is it just starting now?
Actually, we've been running this since many, many months. I mean, this project started probably 9 to 12 months ago. And we've been running this in shadow mode. We did multiple adjustments of the algorithm so that we really get it right in terms of how we rate the different chargers, and we gained confidence that we have the right measurement from a reliability standpoint that really helps us now to get this into our trip planning application.
So I'm sure we're going to play around with it. Of course, this is like everything I've been dreaming of, to enter every vehicle. But if you have, in theory, let's say a high power charger that can give a Rivian 215 kilowatts, which is the max it could take today, but it's, let's say, a B or a C, and then you have like a 60 or 70 kilowatt A, what do you prioritize, power or reliability?
It's a great question. Generally, because there's multiple factors that go into it, we would actually prioritize reliability, because the C, if it really got into a C, what might happen in that case is that the potential success rate of reaching that peak performance, or actually even having a successful charging session, might be lower. So there's a higher chance to go with the charger which has a lower performance, and we would prefer to guide you to that charger.
Yeah, I think that's the right approach. I think in general, what I'm finding from our viewers is, yeah, peak charging speed's amazing. We always harp on it. But in general, when you're on a trip, a lot of owners just want to charge, relax, you know, get some food. And the peak performance isn't always of top of mind, like it is for me whenever I'm on a trip. So I'm not representative of our viewer base, of course, in that way. I guess when it comes to road tripping and you have your route planner rocking along, let's say you are in one of those charging deserts, which I agree are getting less and less, but what happens when the truck has to route you to a seat? When it's like, you're going into the Wild West, dude, you may not be able to get this charger to work. Is there a warning? Is there a recommendation? Is there anything that alerts the driver?
Actually, there's not, but God, it's a great idea. I mean, that's the beauty of it. We can take your feedback and actually we can implement that. Today, it does not. I mean, you will see it on the left panel of the navigation screen. You will see the rating of each charger that we are guiding you to. But maybe, I think in the future, it's a great point. Maybe we should publish a warning saying, okay, we could not calculate your route with chargers which are A and B only, and we will guide you through a C charger. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think this is needed, of course, especially for new EV drivers. And I guess lastly, the main thing I'm really curious about, and I'm sure we're all going to dissect this and figure it out as a Rivian community, but what factors influence the score more than anything? Is it the peak performance? Is it the plug-in charge time? Is it the amount of times you need to plug in? I guess, what constitutes an A and what constitutes a B? What targets do the chargers need to hit?
There's different weights for all of these, but generally what goes first is the likelihood of having a successful charge session. Then also there's a historical weight. Some of the chargers, if we detect, then let's say in the last 24 hours, we observe an abnormal behavior, then we would lower the score. So reliability is first and then performance generally. But it's obviously the math which is behind the scene, I'm sure you would guess, is much more complex, but generally this is how we rate it.
Yeah, I think this makes sense. One of the issues we've seen with scoring systems that calculate previous performance is, you know, at the time of day, let's say you shut the power off and that charger is dead. It doesn't matter if it worked yesterday at full power. It's either on or off. And of course, I've seen through my Rivian, you show real-time status of the station as well. So if it says 0 of 6 available, you're not routing them there at all. You're going to find an alternative, even if it is an A station, I'm guessing.
That's exactly the idea.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to play around with this. I'm sure the Rivian community is, I mean, no one's going to be upset about this. This is great for the entire industry. I think it holds charge point operators even more accountable as well, which is so needed. So I'm loving everything about this. I hope somehow you're able to publish the data, or there's a way for us to see, here's every charging station rated in the country. Would be amazing to see what you guys are finding. And can't thank you enough for making relevant and really nice software features for Rivian owners. This is something that truly will improve the ownership experience, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Kyle, so we are, and really honestly, I want to thank you as well. You guys continue to inspire us. Please continue to give us feedback. Some of these features are really honestly also based on your feedback. So thanks for that. Thanks for being great fans and great members of our community.
Thanks, Wasim. Thanks for the time. And thank you to the viewers for watching this episode. We'll have more coming. Hopefully, Wasim can join us into the near future to talk about even more things that I'm sure you guys are working on. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you all on another one again soon. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Thank you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.